I love my land to death, but can't stay no longer. My only chance is making it across the border. Watch out for booby traps and landmines.
I am a musician. I'm from Cambodia. My name is Pratch, and I was born in a concentration camp during the killing field.
Watch out for booby traps and landmines.
Toward the end of the killing field, our family escaped the war and went to the border of Thailand. And we stayed there at the border, and we got sponsored into America.
One place, there's not much we can do at the border.
And when I got to California, in Long Beach, you know, everything wasn't all great or anything like that. It was poverty-stricken, you know, there's gang activities. The back of our head was like, you know, if we grow up past 18 years old, we probably did pretty good, you know, because of all the activities there. You know, we're ducking drive-by shootings and stuff like that.
I ain't Kowat. Some people still struggling on the aftermath of Pol Pot for some future so bright, look like high beams.
But then that's when the whole poetry, that's when the whole hip-hop or rap music came. I was surrounded by that. I used the karaoke equipment to record my music, my lyrics. I would go buy instrumental songs, and I would put my word over it. And I got a CD made.
I'ma use communication as a bridge. First, I'ma knock down these walls.
The CD was like an autobiography coming from the whole killing field process all the way to America and the struggle in America. And for New Year, I just passed it out. And then a DJ from Cambodia, DJ Soap, he was there at the New Year. He took the CD back to Cambodia. He played it over the radio. And everyone was just calling in to ask who's the artist. And then the government, they censored and they banned my music. And then some of the people that heard the music already, they say, wait a minute, why are you banning his music? It's nothing in reference of the government. It's just talking about history. So now the people are going to the markets and starting asking it and buying the CDs. And in Newsweek and Times Magazine and Asia Week, they somehow located me and they contacted me. Then it's like, we just want to ask you a question. How do you feel about having the number one album in Cambodia? I go, what? You know, I never sent it there.
AIDS and HIV has reached a plague epidemic proportion.
The important thing was the kids was asking the parents. It was more like an educational tool. They were asking their parents and asking the elders at what had really happened in Cambodia and during the killing fields.